today's message is for somebody. Maybe multiple people, but probably just one, maybe more than one, but we'll see. Some people can decode the outside. They can see what's going on the outside, but they can't see their own inside. Some people are masters at seeing what's going on the outside, the news, the media, the delusions, the distractions, all that, but they can't see what's going on the inside. What is that? They can see the insanity going on in the news, the media, the wars, the rumors of wars, but they can't see their own inner turmoil, their own inner delusions. You can see the delusions on the outside, but you can't see your own inner delusions. Hello? 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 Anybody out there? They can see everything that's going on the outside, but they can't see their own junk on the inside. Their triggers, their shadows. Uh-oh. They can see the narcissist 1,000 miles away, but they can't see their own stuff. They can see the system. They can see the system lies, but they can't see their own stuff on the inside. The inner man or the inner woman, the inner person. I'm convinced that if somebody's tied in with somebody and they have a breakup, and if they don't get by themselves and do some inner work, they're just going to repeat the same process over and over and over and over. And then when they meet up with somebody, they ain't going to play their little game or their junk, and they're going to force them to look on the inside. They're going to run like a little scared little baby. So you call me out on my greed. You call me out on my gaslighting. You call me out on my childhood traumas. Somebody told me about a couple, 2 or 3 weeks ago. She said, "You try. What about God the Father? You know." And she and I concluded I was trying to be my own father. You got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, Christ in you. Did I cry and throw a fit and say, "Oh, you're delusional"? Nah, I think she was right. It's a lifelong process, people. You're still here, right? There are different levels of maturity. But especially if it's a significant other, meaning a marriage partner or a close friend who you really know cares about you, you know. If they call you out on something stupid that repeats, and they say, "Hey, you keep going through that same repeat over and over, right?" Yeah. So what's going on the inside? Let's say somebody's alcoholic and they can't stop drinking. Like my dad was, drank himself to death. I know I've been around these kind of people my whole life. I tried to get away from them as much as I could. And I did for the most part. And if I see that in somebody, I bolt. Because I can't help them. You can't help them. They have to hit rock bottom. And they hit rock bottom, and they some of them wake up, some of them just die. Most of the time they die. Most of the time their skin starts to turn rough. All they had to do is go on the keto diet for a while and get some extra virgin olive oils and they could reverse their health, but they don't want to do that. They're not thinking about health. They're thinking about pleasure. But to be honest with you, when you're healthy, that is pleasurable. You don't have any pain. I've seen people who, my whole life, they always try to take some kind of pill to get rid of their pain. And I understand for a while I took Tylenol and stuff like that. But I found out if you cut back sugar, you get rid of inflammation, the pain goes away. And I know what I'm talking about because I work outside in the hot and the cold, and I'm lifting and I'm moving, using my legs, my arms, my back, bending over, crawling under sinks, picking up toilets. I know about pain. And I promise you, if you cut back sugar and you take a teaspoon of extra virgin olive oil and some MCT oil, you won't need a pain pill. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, but you don't have... Oh, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I've had kidney stones. I've had hernia. I know what I'm talking about. I've had surgery. The weird thing about surgery, it seems like it creates a... I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice. But it seems like it creates like a stronger wound healing, like a scar is stronger than the rest of the place. And so especially if it's internal, so you're going to have an internal scar, it's going to create a pain, you know. But I found out, if you cut back sugar, do some exercise, not too much strenuous exercise, but do some exercise, and extra virgin olive oil. Yeah, if I eat sugar, I have pain. I promise you, it's an they put it in the food for a reason. It's all a game. You've been brainwashed. But if you can see it on the outside, if you can see the game on the outside, what about the game you're playing on yourself? If you can see the game that the system is playing on you, and so when they put that donut in your face, you know it's a game, but you got to pay attention to the inside. Okay, so somebody brings 12 donuts in. Let's say you hadn't had any sugar, so you eat one donut. Then you want to eat two or three more. That's the internal game. That's an internal game. Evidently, sugar is more addictive than cocaine, they say. I don't know if that's true or not. I never took cocaine. Only kind of drug I took was... about 3 months when I was in high school, marijuana, and that got old because I thought, why do people do this? Yeah, life slows down, you feel like you're floating, but you're coughing at the same time. It ain't worth it to me. It didn't do me no good because I can get by myself, meditate, and be happy. I don't have stress because I just face it head on. Your worst fear, face it head on. This year I started wearing, 2 pair of socks changed everything. I don't know why I waited so long. I don't know why I waited so long. 2 pair of socks in the winter. It's like 30 degrees, 20 some degrees tonight. It's like I'm not even scared of it anymore. Oh, I'm respectful of the cold. And I know I need shelter nearby, either my car and my heat or a building next. If I get too cold, I just crawl to the building, you know. Crawl inside and put me a little heater on somewhere. If we can see the outside, the sine wave snake system on the outside, why can't we look at the sine wave snake inside? Because there is that residue there. Even if you get born again, there's still the old Adamic nature trying to climb up. And these old patterns and habits and shadows and triggers should be telling you something huge. I watched the Gatsby movie last night. The Great Gatsby. I never watched it. I thought that'd be the stupidest movie ever. But it was a good movie. And this guy, raised poor, and he went to some meeting and kissed some girl, and they got together and whatever, and he fell in love with her. So his whole life turned 5 years. He just turned into trying to make money to win her, you know. Delusions. So he lived in delusions. He gained her, but something happened. He lost her, then he died. Yeah. You can love somebody, don't have to be with them. Life puts you on your path, puts them on their path. This is what I'm talking about. He had an inside delusion that he thought he worked real hard. He thought he had to measure up to be with her, just like the legalistic system. The works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. You got to be something special in the system to be somebody. When you're already in Christ, you are everything. And so these inside delusions that motivate you to get out of bed in the morning, what is that from? There's a lot of them. But the guy couldn't see his own inner stuff. Everybody around him started waking up saying, this guy's little extreme, man. He's in delusion land. He thinks he's a god. And all the other characters were doing the same thing in their own way. They all had their own inside demons, delusions. She was with this man, then she married this guy. He married her. Then he had some other gal in another city he was with. Then she died. And he found out his wife accidentally ran over her in the car. And then her husband took off, and she ran back to safety, right? But she didn't really love him, but she ran back to security and safety. And then the other guy was mad at first, thinking the man ran his other girl over, and come to find out it wasn't the man. So he told somebody who did it, and the husband of that wife he was cheating with shot that man. So the whole thing was convoluted lies based on inner stuff that nobody was dealing with, trying to gossip and backbite stuff that wasn't even real. And you see it all the time when you get a lot of people around. All these people, the reason they're running from house to house speaking things they ought not, because there's something inside that they can't handle. They're not looking at, they're not dealing with. It's the inner turmoil, but they got to blame somebody else because they can't look at their inner. They can't look at their own junk, so they have to project it out to somebody else. And that's happening all the time, people. And I mean all the time, 24/7, 7 days a week. If you talk to somebody long enough and they do something and you say something back and they get mad and throw a fit and they're the ones that started it, they will project it onto you because they can't admit they got angry because they got some kind of weird delusion that they've risen above that or something. It's real, people. It's real. Hey. Uh-huh.